In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, on Thursday, we celebrated the feast of the Lord's ascension into heaven on the 40th day after Easter. We now look forward to Pentecost, to which the day in which the Holy Ghost descended upon the apostles. The 9 days between the Ascension and Pentecost are the first novena in the history of the Church. The apostles observed their novena together, gathered in the upper room. There, they made their novena with Mary, the mother of Jesus. This should be second nature to us, to Catholics. Everything we do is done best when done with our Blessed Mother. So the apostles returned to the upper room to pray and wait. They were reprimanded by the angel who told them, "Men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up to heaven?" They were looking at the wrong place. But then they assembled around Mary in order to pray and wait. What were they waiting for? They understood what they were waiting for only on Pentecost Day, the descent of the Holy Ghost, the empowerment of the Church to be the place of salvation. And us, what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for our time like staging in a waiting room? Does this promise, "I will send you the Holy Ghost, and he shall lead you into all truth," does this promise sometimes steer us deeper in our faith? In the Gospel today, Jesus' words about persecution are not limited to the persecution against the early Church. Pope St. Pius X said that the Church is not only one, holy, Catholic and apostolic, but she's also persecuted. Persecution is a mark which denotes faithful Catholics and a faithful Church. History demonstrates that the teachings of Jesus Christ are not popular with the self-serving politicians and the power brokers of the world. When the Church is true to her mission, teaching God's truth and demanding His morality, there will be persecution. When the Church, its people or its leaders are worldly, careless in morals, and lax in belief, then the rulers of the world are on friendly terms with her. So, in preparing for this Pentecost, resolve to stand with the Holy Ghost, giving testimony on behalf of Jesus Christ. For they will put you out of the synagogues. Ye, the hour comes that whoever will kill you will think that he does a service to God. Dear faithful, Jesus is not telling us this to make us scared, but he wants us prepared. He doesn't want us to fear, because he has already won and we are part of his victory. The Holy Ghost molds us from within from within with his gifts and fruit, so that we might be courageous, enlightened witnesses. That's true. It's not an easy time to be a Catholic today. It's not an easy time to raise a Catholic family today. That's true. But God has not given up on us. It's not easy, but Jesus never promised it would be. He promised, however, that he would be with us until the end of time, and that he would send the Holy Ghost to transform us, not only with words, but by incorporating us into the world. And that's what makes our times a great time to be Catholic. A great time to give witness to the fact that Jesus is worth living for and dying for, even if we should have to suffer for it. Bishop Sheen used to say that he was grateful. He got to live in times when the church was struggling and suffering. And we can say that nothing comparing of today. But he said when the church had to go against the culture. It was the time for real men and real women to stand up and be counted. Even dead bodies can float downstream, he said, pointing out that many people can coast when the church is respected. But it takes a real man and real woman to swim against the current. It takes real men and real women, men and women of the Ghost, of the Holy Ghost, to stand up now and swim against the current that is flowing against the church, the society, the family, against God. Our times is one of these times. It's a great time to be a Catholic. It's a great time to be witness of the love of God. Despite these challenges, the Holy Ghost is much stronger. God has already won. And he wants to transform us, to be up for that challenge. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.